The Northwest Coast whaling grounds were first discovered around 1835. This region, encompassing the entire Northeast Pacific Ocean, is bordered from the coast of Washington to Kodiak Island. It is home to a particularly large and particularly aggressive species of right whale. The first whaling scene that we see is the ship Omega of Fairhaven, Henry D. Gardner Master, with three of her boats down after a hard-fighting right whale. The boat header and the boat steerer are exchanging places, preparing to lance the whale, while a second boat cautiously ranges up alongside, and the third boat pulls hard towards the action. Russell's intent in this sequence is to demonstrate both the intensity of whaling effort in the region and its dangers. The stoveboat scene is particularly violent and not unusual. These black whales of the Northwest coast being renowned as bad-tempered, difficult to catch, and prone to sinking once killed. The ship in the background shown boiling is carrying the house flag of Perry and Tillinghast of New Bedford, although the ship itself is unidentified. The ship in the foreground is bringing a full head of whalebone on board. The baleen of the right whale fishery drove a significant part of the commodity market. Russell frequently returns to the themes shown in the section of the panorama in his later art. Unlike other whaling sections of the panorama, he goes into great detail here, showing the cutting-in process for both whalebone and blubber. He also captures the appearance of ships boiling oil at night and the determination of whaling masters to lower the boat for whales even though the night is falling. The exact method of lancing a black whale and the appearance of its double spout, both before being lanced and after. He clearly delineates black sailors in the whaleboats. Of all the whaling sections, this Northwest Coast section seems to have resonated most strongly with the whalemen, as he often included elements in his subsequent paintings and prints. Among the most visually dramatic sections of the panorama, the view of ships trying out at night emphasizes the continuous heavy labor involved in fleet whaling on an active ground like the Northwest coast. Note the full crew aloft setting the sails on the ship at right. Seldom do marine painters record such a scene, yet sailor artists like Russell did it frequently. It suggests a fundamental sympathy for hard work of the common seaman, a subject of increasing interest to the American public. Thick fog, heavy seas, rain and cold limited the amount of time ships could spend in the region. Between April and September, ships would hunt and process as many whales as they could capture before being driven off the grounds. Although the weather was bad all year long, it was very bad in the winter months. Too rugged to lower, as the whalers said. The warm equatorial waters of the Central Pacific, including the sperm whaling grounds on the line, and around New Zealand, were the whalers' winter destinations. Long voyages with poor food, harsh discipline, and dangerous work took their toll on the stability of both masters and crews. On November 6, 1842, three crew members, islanders hired for the whaling season, mutinied on the Sharon of Fairhaven, killing the captain, Howes Norris. It was a bloody affair. The naked islanders brandished weapons on board while the men in the boats attempt to retake the ship. While horrible, it resulted in elevating Third Mate Benjamin Clow of Martha's Vineyard to hero status as he almost single-handedly took the ship back.